We were doing Rashot Aran, and the Aran had stressed that when you have like components, then they strengthen one another. We were talking about the whole and its components. And when the different components have the same fault or the same strength, then either the fault becomes magnified because they're together, these components, or the strength becomes magnified. The Aran was saying that when we have different faults, then when we're together, we cover up for one another's faults. But when we have the same fault, then the fault is magnified. And the Aran went on to discuss the concept of Dor HaPalaga, the nation that built the Tower of Babel. And the Aran had said how unclear it is that the what they did wrong and why they were punished. And the Aran had said that they united with the thought that now we will unite for idol worship. And the danger with all the nations uniting for a purpose of idol worship, the danger was that now people who really wanted to be monotheists had nowhere to run, because all the nations had united and all the nations were accepting pagans, idol worship. And if they would choose to persecute monotheism, then those that were monotheists would have nowhere to run. And at that time, everyone was speaking one language. And they agreed that the whole world would have one leader, one ruler. And they would no longer have different governments, different nations. And that's why they chose that area that was an area of wide plains. Because everyone wants to be close to the leader. Everyone wants to live next to Washington, D.C. If you're buddy-buddy with the president, so you get all kinds of perks.
Ironically, the biggest crime city in the world is Washington,
D.C. Ironically. I guess they also want to be close to the president. And that's also why they agreed to build this great tower that's a skyscraper. Klomar, gavam muflag kafi afsharut, to make it exceptionally high, as high as they could build it. Kasher baba pasuk acher imze b'shave, harim gdolot uvtzorot b'shamayim. As we have a different verse that says that they had cities fortified to the sky, meaning the Ran is coming here subtly to disagree with the Medrash. To say that Pshat is not like the Medrash. The Medrash says they built the tower to the heavens. It means they wanted to go up to heavens to fight God. The Ran said, no, Pshat, that doesn't work. Pshat. And when we read Pshat in the verse, that's Drush. But Pshat, we can't say that. Well, our people are all so foolish, they're all going to unite in fighting God. So the Ran said, no. They united for idol worship, which so to speak is fighting God. And they were going to persecute the monotheists. And they built these cities. When it says that the cities, when it says they built this tower up to heaven, that's a terminology that's used elsewhere in the Torah to mean a skyscraper, something that's very high. Skyscraper, we don't mean it's scraping the sky. We mean it's so high that it's as though it's up in the sky. Because they said, whoever's going to be king over planet Earth, that's what they wanted. Oh, planet Earth is one ruler. He should have such a huge tower. If he's king over the whole earth, so his palace, his tower should be have awesome height. What they wanted is to ensure that there won't be a rebellion, to ensure that everyone would be very scared of this ruler, that they'd all remain unified. So how do they do it? They want to build a tower that's so tall that from great distances you can see it, and you say to yourself, wait a second, that wasn't built in the day. How could you build such a huge tower? Must be they have tremendous forces, and that automatically instills fear into whoever sees that tower. Yeah?
What happened to the opinion that they built the tower so high so the Ran didn't go with that opinion right now.
Doesn't seem we could understand within the Ran's explanation that there's a way of incorporating that pshat into his explanation. But the simple reading is that the Ran is saying, what's pshat in the story? This medrash, that medrash, but what's pshat? V'hinei elu ha'anashim b'et ha'i lo chatu b'davar, lo b'maseh v'lo machshavah. Now, initially, what did they say? We want to build a UN. And we'll have one king. They didn't say they were going to persecute anyone. They hadn't yet done anything that was sinful. Not an action that was sinful, nor a thought that was sinful. Ela Hashem yitvarach shu tzofeh umabit lemerachok. But God, blessed be He, who sees the distance, yirad lemashi imashech mikibutz anashim harayim ha'im. God went down and said, okay, what's ultimately going to come of this gathering of sinful people? Dehu umro, and that's why the verse says, vayered Hashem nirot. God went down to see the tower they built. What does it mean God went down? God is everywhere. There's no up and down with regard to God. So going down means philosophically. God, so to speak, went down to what would ultimately happen. Went down to the end of their thoughts, to the end of what would be the outcome of all this. Klomar, yarad v'yishgiach lemashi imashech mimenu. So to speak, God went down and watched over what would ultimately come out of all this.
The Ran says that the simple meaning of that going down?
The Rambam already discusses that whenever we have this terminology with regard to Hashem, we find that Unklus doesn't translate it literally, God went down. What does it mean God went down? There's no up and down before God. God is everywhere. So the Rambam already discusses that Unklus almost always doesn't translate it literally, that God went down. God doesn't go down. So we would say the Torah uses humanistic terms so that we could understand it better. Even though God doesn't literally go down, the Torah is talking according to our language. Unculus, one of his purposes was to distance the belief that God is corporeal. Unculus, one of the things that Unculus stresses throughout his explanation is that God doesn't have a body.
Is there an opinion that God's presence wasn't felt on earth?
Well, that's the translation that Unklus often does. When you have a verse like this, so Unklus will say, God revealed Himself down here on earth. Something like that.
Or He was completely hidden down here, because that is probably why God's completely hidden, people start feeling abandoned.
I hear it. That's a nice understanding, but... I don't know of anyone who says it. It's a nice thought. I don't know of anyone who says it. So here, the Ran is saying it means God went down and saw what would come out of all this. And even though at that point there was nothing bad, but the mere fact that people who have the same fault have unified, and that's the point that the Ran has been developing, is already something that is harmful to themselves and to the world. And what fault did they all share? That they all agreed to be pagans, to serve idols. We will pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week. The Ran is going to develop this. What were the faults that were being multiplied when all these people unified to build the Tower of Babel?